Ezekiel chapter 27. And the word of the Lord came to me, and said, And you, son of Adam, deliver a lamentation for Tyre, and say to Tyre, You who dwell at the entrance routes from the sea, the merchant of the various peoples, trading with many maritime countries, this is what my Lord the Lord says. Tyre, you have said, I am the perfection of beauty. Your borders are in the heart of the seas. Your builders have perfected your beauty. They have constructed all your hull planks from Cyprus, from Sanir. They have taken cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. They made your oars from terebinths from Bashan. The daughters of the Assyrians made your benches with ivory from the islands of Kittim. Your material to be made into your sail was fine linen with embroidery from Egypt. Your dress was blue and purple from the islands of Elisha. The inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were your rowers. Your skilled men, O Tyre, were present in your precincts. They were your ship's captains. The elders of Gebal and its skilled men were present in your precincts, sealing your ship's leaks. All the ships of the sea and their sailors were present in your confines to trade your wares. Men from Persia and Lud and Put were in your forces, your men of war. They hung shield and helmet on display in you. They gave you your dignity. The sons of Arvad and your forces were stationed on your walls round about. And there were bold warriors on your towers. They hung their shields on your walls round about. They perfected your beauty. Tarshish was your trading partner because of the abundance of all kinds of wealth. They traded for your merchandise with silver, iron, tin, and lead. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech were your trading partners, trading in people, and they traded articles of copper for your wares. Those from the house of Togarmah traded horses and horsemen and mules for your merchandise. The sons of Dedan were trading partners of yours. Many maritime countries traded the merchandise you deal in. They offered horns of ivory and ebony as a gift to you. Aramea was your trading partner because of the abundance of your products in chrysoprase, purple material and embroidery and fine linen and precious things and rubies which they traded for your merchandise. Judah and the land of Israel were trading partners of yours. They traded with you in wheat from Minith and Panag and honey and oil and balsam resin for your wares. Damascus was your trading partner in the abundance of your products because of all the wealth in the wine of Helbon and the brilliant white wool. And Dan and Javan traded spun products for your merchandise. Forged iron, cassia and calamus were among your wares. Dedan was your trading partner in elegant clothes for riding. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar were trading partners in your produce for lambs and rams and he-goats. In these things they were your trading partners. The merchants from Sheba and Ra'amah were your trading partners, foremost in all balsam resin and all gemstones and gold. They traded in your marketplaces. Haran and Kaneh and Eden, the traders of Sheba, Assyria and Kilmad, were your trading partners. They were your trading partners in luxury items, in mantles made from blue material and embroidery, and in chests of multicoloured cloth, bound in cords and made secure, in your market. The ships of Tarshish were your transportation with your wares, and you were accomplished and very honoured in the heart of the seas. Those who rowed you have brought you to your tempestuous water. The east wind has broken you in the heart of the seas. Your wealth and your merchandise and your wares and your sailors and your ship's captains, those who repair your leaks and your negotiators in trading and all your men of war who are in your confines and people throughout your community who are within your precincts will fall in the heart of the seas on the day of your demise. At the sound of the cry of your ship's captains, the open areas will shake. All who handle the oar, sailors and all ship's captains on the sea will disembark from their ships. They will stand on land, and they will vociferate against you and shout bitterly, and they will throw dust up over their heads. They will roll around in ash. and they will make themselves bald for you, and they will bind sackcloth on. And they will weep for you with bitter feelings and bitter mourning. And they will deliver in their lamenting over you a dirge. And they will lament over you and say, Who is like Tyre, like desolation in the middle of the sea? When your merchandise went out by sea, you satisfied many peoples with the abundance of your wealth and wares. You enriched the kings of the earth. It is the time when you are broken off from the seas with their depths of water. Your trade and the whole of the community in your confines will collapse. All the inhabitants of the maritime countries will be astounded at you when their kings shudder in horror and their faces palpitate. Traders among the various peoples will whistle at you. You will be a dreadful scene, and you will be no more, age-abidingly.